This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. The tide of migrants attempting to cross the Mediterranean Sea to Europe has slowed since its peak a few years ago. But a new report from the United Nations Refugee Agency says those crossings have become more deadly. So far this year, more than 1,600 people have died or gone missing. After Italy recently closed its ports to rescue ships, the Western Mediterranean route from Morocco to Spain is now the most popular for those trying to reach Europe. The BBC's Damian Grammaticus has this story from the Strait of Gibraltar.
Over the radio, Spanish Coast Guard send an alert to all shipping. An inflatable dinghy with up to 50 migrants crammed aboard is adrift in the Strait of Gibraltar. Spanish rescue boat reaches the rubber craft. It's being tossed to and fro on the waves, dangerously close to a cargo ship. Crossing one of the world's busiest shipping lanes like this is a desperate risk to take. First the children, then the adults are pulled onto the rescue craft. In the Spanish port of Algeciras, right next to Gibraltar, they're brought ashore. Those from Morocco and Algeria are separated out. Spain has special agreements with their countries to send them back, so they're loaded onto buses to be deported within hours. Those from sub-Saharan countries are allowed to stay and make asylum applications. So left slumped on the quayside is Una Sally from Ivory Coast. She's exhausted, cradling a little girl in her lap.
Cinco.
The girl is 5 years old. Una Sally tells me she's doing this so her daughter can have a future. Nearby is Musa, who's 29, also from Ivory Coast.
In my country, nothing works, so I made the decision to sacrifice my life. My parents don't even know. I feel I have no choice.
In the Civil Guard control centre in Algeciras, they scan the strait with cameras mounted on the Spanish coast. A new call comes in. A Spanish fishing boat has spotted another dinghy. The teams are scrambled again. Sub-Lieutenant Fuentes says they're getting up to 10 calls a day like this now, and the migrants are using more and more flimsy craft, even paddling on inner tubes and children's inflatables.
Most rescues take place in the area near Tangier. Many sub-Saharan Africans use small toy boats with paddles.
It's here, the city of Tangiers, perched on the northern tip of Morocco, where the pressure is coming from. As other routes across the Mediterranean have become tougher, more and more people are trying to reach Europe this way. On the edge of Tangiers, we find a group of around 20 men living rough, trying to avoid the police. Morocco does its best to intercept the migrant boats. Mamadou from Mali shows me the storm drains they sleep in. The men here come from all across West Africa.
Cameroon, Mali, too.
Mamadou has already spent 3 years trying to get to Europe. I asked him how many times he'd tried to cross the strait.
Four times, each time brought back. Now we don't have any money, even to eat.
Back on the Spanish side, the beach bars are full of summer holidaymakers, taking selfies as the sun is setting over the broad, sandy beach. Europe, with all its wealth, is the irresistible draw for the migrants. At the bar, two men start improvising some flamenco. Words of their song, "Don't lose hope, you will get there." Same determination driving the boatloads now trying this crossing.
The BBC's Damian Grammaticus.